Kia ora, Chaz. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on 95BFM. How are you going?
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. We're really stoked. We love Whole Earth. It was our album of the week a couple weeks back. And
cool. We've
been loving it here, so it's great to have the chance to talk to you. So I guess I'll just jump right into the interview. And the first question I have is, what spurred the pivot to the new sound on Whole Earth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really curious about that.
Right, yeah. I guess the main shift that I think everyone's noticing is sort of like this more hip-hop sort of sound. I do feel like Toro has lived in like the alternative space for a while. So the more I can add some sort of accessible pop element, the more it feels like Toro to me. So yeah, I just try to, once I figured out I was going to go for like a hip hop record, kind of all just fell into place.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what were kind of the like accessible pop elements that came into Whole Earth?
For me, I think the melodies are very poppy and some of my favorite parts are the vocal melodies on this record.
Yeah, I noticed there's like kind of a lot of like cool vocal processing and kind of choral elements that went into it. And yeah, I think in another interview you mentioned listening to some choral music and ambient stuff. What kind of choral music and ambient music?
Actually, one of the choirs is from New Zealand.
Really? That's
yeah,
really cool.
I forgot the name of it. I'll look it up. Later, but yeah, I just listened to this one playlist on Apple on Shuffle, and I just sort of pick and choose from there. But it's called Choral Chill, and they have like a lot of really good just like choir music. And I don't know, I was touring Europe in 23 and just stumbled across a actual choir rehearsal, and I was just kind of hooked from there, just thinking about how primitive that art form is with just voices. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's always so like kind of powerful and draws you into it. I really like a cappella music for that reason, or like super into like Bulgarian folk choirs as well. It's like all women choirs are so cool. Yeah, I guess the next question would be about the collaborative processes on Whole Earth, and if there were any moments of creative synergy that really stuck with you after making the album.
Yeah, I think if anything, for this record, I got to wear my producer hat more than usual, more than say like my artist hat, in the sense that like I'm just worrying about my vocals and songwriting, but like actually trying to fit other people's vocal parts and their stories into a cohesive storyline with what I'm writing is the challenge. I was just trying to find, what is it that Don's talking about, that Aaron's talking about, or Elijah, and like how can I be that segue somehow? So yeah, that was the fun part and challenging part.
That's so cool. Yeah, because on like really, especially for me, I notice it on like Madonna, how there's kind of like two viewpoints and they're kind of working together. It's quite cool in one song. I'm just like curious how did you manage that? How did you know, like give space to both?
Right. That was a challenge, but I think I presented the beat to Don, and he was in Berkeley recording it. So we were in person, doing the session in person. He laid his thing down, and then I sort of sat on it for a while, because I was like, I've never really gone into that territory of like being so like upfront and sexual with lyrics. So that was the challenge, and I had to figure out, how do I break that barrier for me of like popping bras?
Did you get into like, were you kind of like, I'm role playing or something? Not in a weird way, but as in like,
It's a little satirical perspective mixed with like painting a picture, just sort of completing the picture.
Cool. Talking about you putting on your producer hat, for me, my favorite out of all the tracks would be what you did on CDR. Like, it's super, in a way, like, just the track is like playful and there's like nostalgia kind of imbued into the sounds. So I'm wondering, what was your favorite track to produce, if you could pick one?
Thanks. I really feel like an unsung hero is probably Smoke with Kenny Mason. Just because it's pretty dynamic, given his like rap on top of like this acoustic guitar riff that sounds like kind of like a Radiohead thing. So for me, that was like just so fun. That was like, I felt like that was full flow state for Whole Earth, was making that song.
That's so cool. I have a couple more questions about CDR. I really like the nod to Memorex, like the old computer monitors and TVs. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I had a like CRT Memorex TV when I was living in LA, and that was so sick. And there's also a line in it about you talk about braiding sweet grass. Is it in reference to Robin Wall Kimmerer's book?
Yeah, it is.
That's so cool. I love that book.
I got really into that book a couple years ago, and sort of just made its way into my subconscious. But I really connected with it, and I tried to find my version of that.
Hmm. Is that kind of what this album is, or more specifically in that song?
A little bit. I mean, especially even in Smoke, you know, ancestors let me know if you think I'm tweaking.
Mm.
Like, I do feel like becoming wealthy is great and a privilege, but it also feels like wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like if anything, my version of that ancestral story is like, okay, what's after generational wealth? Is it just generational privilege? And I don't know, it just kind of feels odd, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing to address, and like, I don't know, massive kudos to you for addressing it, because I don't know if a lot of artists do, and I feel like Whole Earth is such a gift in that way, like being able to see what you're thinking about and like your kind of considerations around what your platform means, so I think that's really awesome. And I also wanted to talk about the title of the album as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the periodical Whole Earth. There's actually a New Zealand version that ran in 72, 75, wow. And 77, which is quite funny.
Oh, wow. Really cool. You got to send a link to that.
Yeah. I'll try and find. I think it's super rare. I found it on someone's blog. They're like, I had to hunt it down, a New Zealand's wow. version of eBay. But I'll try and find it for you. So I'm curious, because in the New Zealand version, there's like, they have a bunch of DIY projects that you can kind of do. And I'm wondering if the US version had the same, and if there's any kind of DIY projects that you're doing outside of this album or that you'd like to do at the moment.
Totally. I guess, you know, running a studio is already a pretty big DIY project itself.
Yeah.
There are a lot of DIY projects there, but outside of that, even bigger, I don't know. Like, I do want to just do something with my hands. I'm curious to mess with concrete a little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. And like an artistic way or building? That's all.
In some way. Yeah. I don't know, making just like little toadstools even. Just something like yard friendly could be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Because are you in the Bay Area right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that house that's like as you're coming into SF from the Central Valley, that's like the Flintstones house? Have you seen?
I've heard about this.
Yes, that's good. That's good info for like concrete sculptures. Yeah. It's quite cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pop up a couple times on like my Instagram.
Yeah, I think you can go visit it. You should go check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I also wanted to talk about your partnerships with USL and Take 3 for C to organize beach cleanups. How did that come about and what was that like?
Right. I mentioned early on to my team that I wanted to sort of start doing these beach cleanups. And then the label caught wind of what's going on, and they were like, we should do it. Yeah, like attach this to the album. So I sort of let them do some puzzling together, and this is what they came up with. But it was really cool that they were able to basically help organize this.
That's really awesome. It's just like such a cool way to kind of like do something, like give something back in a way as you're releasing the album, and like, I don't know, it's really cool. I think the last time you were in Aotearoa, New Zealand was like 2012 and 2014. Is that right?
I think so.
Do you have any plans to come back, even for a holiday?
I would love to. There aren't any concrete plans, but we actually talked about it today. So.
Oh, that's awesome. We'd love to have you here. It's been too long.
Yeah.
And then I have two more questions, and then I'll let you get back to your life. The first one I have is around the guest mix that you did around the album release. I really, really loved it, and we played it on air here. Yeah, I really enjoyed Glaive and all the Drain Gang and Young Lean, and especially Agony was on there, and Lil Yachty, and I really feel like this is like what Whole Earth kind of fits within this canon of music. Is this kind of what you've been listening to post-album or pre-album, or just stuff you've been inspired by for a while now?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. It's a mix of both, like things that I was aware of before working on the record, and some of it I just felt like, even the ones that I was listening to after the record was made, I kind of felt like it's all going in a similar direction. I just felt like making a mix was the best way to give this record context. So if anything, yeah, the mix is as important too. I feel like it's just letting listeners where I'm coming from and where I'm trying to go with it.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting kind of canon almost. It's like not, I don't know, it's like super internet, but also like very much emotional, and like it is kind of emo in a way, but also in other ways not, and then like just so hybrid in terms of like the musical motif. So yeah, that was so sick, and I'm glad that that's kind of related to Whole Earth, because after listening to the mix, I was like, oh, I see. Yeah, and then the last question I'll have is, I really, really like the design that you did for the album cover. For me, it's up there with Sandhills, just like in terms of the cover and also like musically. I really, really like both albums. So yeah.
Wow, thank you.
It's okay.
I had a good time like working on this cover and packaging for it. It was the first design I worked on since Boo Boo, actually.
Whoa, yeah.
It was nice to come back to just bringing it back to my sort of hand or perspective, and just having it be from the same mind felt like it was important.
Mm. Kind of like wraps it all together.
Yeah. I feel like it's the final sort of part of the picture. It's like part of the story. So I really, I felt like the hip hop story or the rap story is about the hustle and sort of the DIY-ness.
Mm.
So doing the cover myself felt like it only emphasized that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And like with Sandhills, you had all the photos with Chris Maggio. I feel like that was like that's a very different narrative that was being told through that. And like, I don't know, I really like that there's this, you have such an attention to detail around everything that comes around the album.
Thanks, it's been cool to learn all of these different techniques to sort of tell the story. I think working with certain photographers is a great sort of cheat code too, to sort of showcase your taste without necessarily having to do much. So yeah, to have Chris Maggio's perspective on what Columbia, South Carolina looks like is pretty cool. It's like to see what a New Yorker sees South Carolina like. And that's kind of how I felt like looking at my South Carolina persona. I do feel like I'm sort of looking at it from the outside, so it's cool to see, to communicate that.
And his photos have such, they're like hyper real almost. There's just something about them that's like uncanny valley, even though it's like, okay, I actually have another last question, sorry. Is there anywhere genre-wise that you'd like to take your music next?
Always, yeah, there's always something cooking, but I can't say what it would be next. I just don't know. But it's fairly open. I'm not keeping it that constrained. I have some traditional recordings, and then I have electronic recordings. It's all just, I'm in Whole Earth mode now, so I put most of that stuff on the back burner. But basically, yeah, just trying to give it space to breathe.
That totally makes sense. Let it be for a bit. Well, thank you so much. That was awesome and lovely to meet you over Zoom. Yeah, we really, really love Whole Earth and hope this like next period of talking about the album is really fulfilling and like people give you love and, you know, you can kind of enjoy celebrating, creating something so epic. So thanks, Jess.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate this interview.
Cool. Have a good day. Enjoy the rest of it. And hopefully see you in New Zealand soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.